This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, extreme heat grips much of the U.S. as parts of the country prepare for a dangerous heat wave. Here are tonight's headlines. Millions of Americans look for relief as temperatures reach historic levels.
We have a long duration heat wave that's kicked off in Phoenix. It's going to feel like it's in the 90s in the Northeast and triple digits in the South.
A federal judge sentenced Patrick Crucius to 90 consecutive life sentences for the 2019 massacre at an El Paso Walmart, which left 23 people dead.
Controversial cluster bombs. The new $800 million aid package for Ukraine. Concerns tonight about one weapon's impact on civilians.
Every weapon system Ukraine is using, it's using to defend its people.
Crews continue to battle a fire on a cargo ship in New Jersey that has already taken the lives of two firefighters.
Loved his wife. Loved his kids. He loved the job.
That fire now in its third day.
Malaria warning. For the first time in 20 years, the CDC says mosquitoes are infecting Americans on U.S. soil. How to protect your family.
The mosquitoes love my wife. They hate me.
Consumer alert, a popular children's bike is recalled because the handlebars may detach. We have the details. And we go on the road and meet an 11-year-old with an old soul who is full of surprises.
While most tweens in America are fawning over Bieber, Swift, and Styles, Paisley Gardner has a different idol.
Sounds like an angel somehow.
You want to go see him?
Yes.
Let's go.
He said thank you to me.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with those dangerous heat conditions sweeping the nation. More than 90 million Americans in 33 states are seeing temperatures above 90 degrees, while 45 million of you are experiencing feels-like temperatures in the triple digits. The Southwest is in the midst of one of the longest heat waves on record. The Grand Canyon state of Arizona is facing some of the most brutal conditions. The city of Phoenix was the hottest metro area in the U.S. today, with the actual temperature reaching 111 degrees. Health officials in that region are urging caution. They're advising people to remain indoors, wear light clothing, and, of course, check on family and friends and neighbors, especially the elderly. CBS's Chris Van Cleef starts us off tonight from a very hot Phoenix. Good evening, Chris.
Tarika, and there's reason for concern. Heat-related deaths here in Maricopa County have more than doubled since 2019, hitting 425 last year. Doctors say this kind of heat can become dangerous in as little as 15 minutes.
A Border Patrol helicopter raced to rescue two people in southern Arizona, dangerously overcome by the desert's searing heat. This newly released video shows a medic being lowered to the man and woman, one drifting in and out of consciousness. They were hoisted into the chopper and transported to a Tucson area hospital Monday.
It's not uncommon within 30 minutes to be unconscious from the heat.
Emergency room Dr. Frank Lavecchio is with Valleywise Health in Phoenix.
If you feel really weak, tired, nauseous, a lot of people get abdominal pain, some even get diarrhea. Those are all warning signs.
The Phoenix area is in the midst of a potentially historic heat wave. So far this year, 44 days have topped 100 degrees, the past eight over 110.
Stay hydrated, take your breaks as you need them, try to get the job finished.
In Death Valley, California, a 65-year-old man was found dead in his car the morning after the temperature hit 126. And tragedy in Lakeland, Florida. An 18-month-old baby died after being left in a hot car overnight. Her parents, Joel and Jasmine Rondon, were arrested. This is the 10th child to die in a hot car so far this year.
He thought that Jasmine must have gotten the child. So he went in. Jasmine was in bed, asleep.
The high heat is not limited to the southern U.S. This week has been the hottest ever globally, and it's only the first week of July.
The hardest part for us is teaching people about prevention. Don't be outside on a day like this.
Outdoor air temperature right now is around 111 degrees. The pavement is closer to 150 to 160. That's enough that if I were to touch it, I'd be at risk of burns. 85 people last year ended up in the burn unit because of contacting the pavement. Several died, Jerika.
Yeah, highlighting the real dangers of this type of weather. Chris, thank you. This sizzling heat will continue into the weekend in some areas while severe storms are in the forecast for other places. Let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Chris, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jerika. Yes, unfortunately, this serious and dangerous heat does continue. For Phoenix, as Chris mentioned, still expecting temperatures to be well above 110, as it has been since June 30th, 110 or warmer. In fact, could get to 116 by next week. Could not rule out 120. There will be some cooler air on the way for parts of the Northeast, but then temperatures are going to warm back up by midweek. While the heat is happening, a lot of the country dealing with thunderstorms. And we're looking at areas from the plains all the way through the south and even, Jerika, parts of the mid-Atlantic this weekend could see some strong storms.
All right, Chris Warren, thank you. Turning overseas to the war in Ukraine, President Biden said today it was a, quote, very difficult decision to include controversial cluster munitions in his new military aid package for Ukraine. There are concerns these weapons, which burst like fireworks, could cause civilian casualties. More now from CBS's Charlie Daggett in Ukraine.
Terrifying, lethal, and highly effective, Ukraine is no stranger to cluster bombs. Both sides have been accused of deploying them since Russia launched its invasion, with devastating effect. It's a weapon that breaks up mid-air as it approaches its target, ejecting a number of smaller explosives or bomblets, scattering indiscriminately across an area that can stretch to the size of several football fields. Most of those explosives detonate, but not all, posing a threat to the civilian population long after the war has ended, especially children. Here in Kharkiv, investigators have built a mountain of Russian munitions and evidence of their use in civilian areas.
These are just some of the Russian cluster bombs that have been recovered here in the Kharkiv region. And this is an example of a detonated bomblet, which would have been packed with explosives.
Ukraine says it needs the help in a stalled counteroffensive against entrenched Russian troops, backing the White House's argument that the use of the controversial weapons is on Ukraine's watch.
Ukraine would not be using these munitions in some foreign land. This is their country they're defending. These are their citizens they're protecting.
The prosecutor's office told us tonight the Ukrainian military will have to do all it can to avoid their use in urban areas. Now, this latest aid package, $800 million, brings the U.S. total to more than $41 billion since the invasion began. Jerika?
Charlie Daggett, thank you. The self-proclaimed white supremacists who killed 23 people and wounded 22 others at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, was sentenced today to 90 consecutive life sentences. The 24-year-old pleaded guilty earlier this year to federal hate crime charges for targeting Latinos and the 2019 massacre. He could face the death penalty if convicted in his upcoming state trial. Well, tonight, a 17-year-old suspect is under arrest in connection with the Baltimore shooting that killed two people and injured 28 others during a block party on Sunday. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains why police continue to search for additional suspects.
The 17-year-old boy is in custody tonight, charged in connection with the mass shooting at a Baltimore neighborhood gathering on Sunday, charged as a juvenile, and police say too young to name publicly.
I've never seen anything like this. Never.
The 17-year-old is charged with possession of an assault weapon and reckless endangerment, and more arrests are expected. A $28,000 reward for information is still being offered. Police say there were multiple shooters, and the Baltimore Banner reports investigators examining shell casings now believe nearly a dozen guns may have been used in the shooting. It sent people running for their lives. Many of the wounded were teenagers, some as young as 13.
So many of the victims and the first person arrested are teens. Does that surprise you?
Unfortunately, no. We've been seeing a significant increase in teen violence in the past maybe 6 or 8 months now.
Aaliyah Gonzalez, an honors student who graduated last month from high school, was killed.
I want everybody to know, you know, she was such a beautiful person and to keep us in your prayers.
20-year-old Kyla Svagbemi was also killed. 5 days after they were gunned down, three of the wounded are still hospitalized, victims of one of 26 mass shootings across America already in the first 7 days of July.
Another teenager is among the two people just arrested for a mass shooting in Fort Worth, Texas, after a community celebration near that city's downtown this week. Three people died, eight more were wounded. Jerika?
Scott McFarlane, thank you. Tonight, fire crews are still pouring water on the smoldering cargo ship docked out of port in Newark, New Jersey, nearly 2 days after it began. CBS's Errol Barnett reports family and friends are speaking out about the two firefighters who died.
He was our hero.
Today, friends and family are remembering the two Newark firefighters who died battling Wednesday's cargo ship inferno.
He wanted to be a firefighter all of his life. I know for a fact that in heaven, there's a special place for him.
The uncle of 49-year-old Wayne Brooks Jr. calling him a real-life Superman. Brooks's wife overcome with grief. Michael Junta is president of the Newark Firefighters Union, and he knew 45-year-old Augusto Acabu.
He's a dear friend of mine. Played baseball together on softball teams. We've had numerous conversations. He's always there. He's always with a smile.
Almost 48 hours after it all began, emergency crews continue to attack the fire, which is burning through the top three decks of this 700-foot vessel. This thermal drone video showing the extreme heat and intensity from Wednesday night.
Shipboard fires are very unique. Access is tough. The heat is extreme. It's a steel box, so it's a very complex situation.
It's been 16 years since a Newark firefighter died in the line of duty. Officials say the firefighters were not trained for this type of blaze.
Do you have any expectation that down the line, training may change?
It's sorry that we had to come to this day to make that happen.
You want to see changes to the way your firefighters are trained?
1,000%.
And behind me tonight, you can see the Grimaldi vessel still smoking, still being doused with water. In fact, so much of it, it's beginning to list or tilt to one side. And so crews are having to pump water out of the ship simultaneously to prevent any further tipping. Also, they're watching very closely for potential oil leaks, Jerika, in the days ahead.
Such a huge undertaking. Thank you, Errol. We turn now to the first locally acquired case of malaria in the U.S. in 20 years. Florida health officials reported two more cases on Thursday, bringing the total number in the state to six. Officials are warning people to be aware, but not to panic. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Texas, where another case of the mosquito-borne illness was recently found.
Mosquito spraying trucks in Florida are ready to fight the bite after two more cases of malaria were reported in Sarasota County. The new cases bring the total to six in Florida and one in South Texas so far this year. Pest control companies like Mosquito Shield are staying busy this summer in Texas, battling the bugs with sprays and killing larvae with granules.
They're definitely bad everywhere, but the mosquitoes with the humidity and the high temperatures, they're definitely out and about. They carry a lot of diseases like the Zika virus, malaria, encephalitis, and it doesn't only affect humans, it affects animals.
Blair DeFore has his property sprayed every year to protect his family.
When the grandkids come over too, it's nice to know I'm providing a safe environment.
The CDC issued an alert to doctors to keep an eye out for new cases. Testing for malaria is not common, but the CDC says medical professionals can easily identify the illness if they do a blood test. And be aware of symptoms like headache, fever, and muscle aches. More severe symptoms can include mental health changes or lung and kidney failure. Doctors urge people to take the disease seriously.
Severe malaria can be deadly, and it is a medical emergency. So people who have signs and symptoms of malaria should get checked out as quickly as possible.
To prevent bites, the CDC suggests wearing mosquito repellent, something with DEET. You can even spray it on your clothes. And speaking of clothes, if you can, they suggest wearing long sleeve shirts and pants so you won't get bit. Also, if you're going to be around any standing water, drain it, because even just a teaspoon is enough for mosquitoes to breed. And finally, if you can, avoid going out at dusk and dawn, because that's when mosquitoes are the most active. Jerika?
Great reminders, Omar Villafranca. Thank you. Well, a popular bicycle that has injured nearly 20 people is being recalled. What you need to know next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Mexican officials say an explosion at an offshore gas platform in the Gulf of Mexico injured six workers today. Several others are missing. The facility is operated by the Mexico-owned oil company Pemex, which has come under scrutiny for its environmental and safety record. Pemex is over $100 billion in debt, which is more than any major oil company. Well, now to a consumer alert about a recall of a popular bicycle. Some Woom original bikes from 2018 to 2021 are being recalled because the handlebar can detach. Government regulators say this has happened dozens of times, injuring nearly 20 people. About 84,000 recalled bikes were sold in the U.S. The company is offering free repair kits. Well, women are breaking records in the job market. We'll explain next. Some gains for women in the workforce. We learned today that more women are working here in the United States than ever before. The labor force participation rate for women between the ages of 25 and 54 reached nearly 78% last month. That's an all-time high. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, June was actually the third straight month of record highs. Well, tributes are pouring in tonight for women's basketball trailblazer Nikki McCray-Penson. She was a star player at the University of Tennessee and went on to play professionally in the WNBA for 9 seasons. McCray-Penson won Olympic gold medals in 1996 and 2000 and was inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. She served as a college coach for 17 years. McCray-Penson was just 51 years old and leaves behind a husband and son. On the Road is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road with a young fan who found her musical hero from another generation.
While most tweens in America are fawning over Bieber, Swift, and Styles, 11-year-old Paisley Gardner has a different idol, a singer she kept hearing on the radio.
Sounds like an angel somehow.
Sounds like an angel.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Like, okay, well, that's kind of odd.
Parents Tony and Jessica say they didn't know what to think when a few months ago their daughter became obsessed with that buttery smooth voice of that 70s soft rock legend, Michael McDonald. They say Paisley was smitten.
Without an image of who this person was.
So one day she Googled a picture of Michael McDonald and she came running up the stairs and flailed herself on the bed and was like, no, no.
Her pop star turned out to be a grandpop.
I just had to deal with it, but it's okay.
So last month, Tony got tickets to see McDonald here in Des Moines, Iowa. Got them at the last minute for $7 a piece. Eat your heart out, Swifties. And then surprised Paisley with the concert of her lifetime.
You want to go see him?
Yes.
Let's go.
And I almost screamed.
You did scream.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Mr. Michael McDonald.
McDonald is on tour with the Doobie Brothers.
I love you, Michael!
Paisley says she was the youngest fan in the audience by a generation and the only one who actually got to talk to McDonald. Sort of.
He said thank you to me.
That was it.
He said thank you.
And that was enough for her.
He looked at me in the eye and said thank you.
After my visit, I reached back out to Paisley, and we talked about how cool it would be to have a real chat with him.
The odds of that happening would be very, very slim.
Or maybe not.
What's that?
Wait a second, what?
How are you, darling?
What?
It's okay, sweetie.
Eventually, Paisley recovered for a nice conversation.
Is your best friend Christopher Cross?
Well, he's one of my best friends.
And an even nicer invitation.
We'll have you see the show from backstage, maybe. How's that?
A sweet gift for the girl who learned there's so much more to music appreciation.
I love you.
Than hair color. Steve Hartman, on the road in Des Moines.
Paisley, I'm with you. Michael McDonald is the man. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan. Have a great night and a wonderful weekend.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.